Filmmaker Wes Anderson is known for movies that are eccentric, whimsical, and dryly comic. Their subject matter may vary. Family dysfunction in the Royal Tenenbaums, 1930s decadence in the Grand Budapest Hotel. But his comedies always have an unmistakable look and feel. Critic Bob Mondello says that remains true in Wes Anderson's first venture into science fiction, Asteroid City.
1955, a stargazer convention in the middle of the desert. 14-year-old brainiacs are here to compare notes.
What do those pulses indicate?
What? Oh, the beeps and blips? We don't know.
Show off inventions.
What kind of mileage do you think that jetpack gets?
My son invented this death ray.
And hear from General Griff Gibson.
Junior stargazers and space cadets. Each year we celebrate Asteroid Day, commemorating September 23rd, 3007 BC, when the Arid Plains meteorite made Earth impact.
Hence the crater and the town name, Asteroid City, population 87. It has a diner, a motel, and a phone booth where Augie Steenbeck is making a call to his father-in-law.
You're not here.
We're not there. The car exploded. Come get the girls. I have to stay here with Woodrow.
I'm not the chauffeur. I'm the grandfather.
But he comes, also in town, as Augie discovers when he takes the kids to the diner, is a movie star.
He took a picture of me.
Uh-huh.
Why?
I'm a photographer.
You didn't ask permission.
I never ask permission.
Why not?
Because I work in trenches, battlefields, and combat zones.
Now, this is where I should probably mention for the uninitiated that nobody makes movies more artificial than Wes Anderson. They are art directed in pastel primary colors, this one with what looked like papier-mâché cactuses, and acted in a deadpan style that is either off-putting or hilarious.
What are you going to do with that?
Depending on how you like your deadpan.
That picture.
If it's any good, I guess I'll try to sell it to a magazine, now that you mention it. Midge Campbell. Eating a waffle.
Scarlett Johansson is playing Midge. Jason Schwartzman, a charter member of the Wes Anderson Repertory Company, is playing Augie. And also on hand are Tom Hanks, Tilda Swinton, Jeffrey Wright, and Steve Carell as the motel manager, whose vending machines will, for a few coins, sell you cigarettes, soft drinks, and real estate.
You see that wonderful crackly patch right out there between the dead cactuses and the dried up riverbed?
I think so.
That's your parcel.
And then there's the unexpected visitor who upends the convention.
Some of our information about outer space may no longer be completely accurate. Anyway, there's still only 9 planets in the solar system as far as we know, Billy?
Except now there's an alien.
As if all this were not artificial enough, Anderson's provided a framing device. What we're seeing is supposed to have been written as a stage play that's being filmed for a black and white TV show narrated Rod Serling style by Bryan Cranston. So a play within a teleplay within a movie. All to explore themes that don't sound as if they belong in a comedy that's artificial, but that are common to a lot of Wes Anderson movies. Themes like grief.
You're saying her mother died 3 weeks ago?
Let's say she's in heaven, which doesn't exist for me, of course, but you're Episcopalian.
Loneliness.
Sometimes I think I feel more at home outside the Earth's atmosphere.
Oh, wow. Me too.
Existential angst.
What's out there? The meaning of life. Maybe there is one.
And especially notions of performance, both in life and in art.
You were very good in the one about the tramp in the brothel
who gets
amnesia and becomes a pediatrician. You were very authentic.
Actually, maybe my favorite character ever.
I don't know why nobody else liked it.
Oh, yes. Me neither. Thank you. Some people liked it.
Oh, I'm sure I did.
Given the film's quirkiness, Wes Anderson may be bracing himself for conversations that echo the last part of that exchange. Count me among the some people who liked his Asteroid City a lot. I'm Bob Mondello.
Freight train, going so fast. Freight train.